Oh, shit. Give me a minute. Oh, hey, babe. Come in, come in. So, what brings you here? Oh, messages? Sorry. I guess I didn't hear the notifications. I'm sorry. I just got preoccupied with something else. Yes. Yes. I've been eating properly and hydrating. Did I worry you? No. You did nothing wrong. Come here, you big softy. Let me make it up to you. Feel better? That's great. And of course, I missed you. I've just been going down memory lane, is all. Oh, don't laugh, okay? Kind of went back to Minecraft. Oh, what? step off. You said you wouldn't laugh, dude. I just got really bored this one night, and Minecraft was just there on my desktop. I thought, why the hell not, right? It's been a while since I played, and there's a bunch of new stuff. I honestly forgot I had an account. I remember running straight to my room after school and logging on to my little server. Just me and a couple of friends building up a world from scratch. Taming wolves, fighting countless mobs, farming, going on adventures, exploring the world, beating the Ender Dragon. It really gives me a sense of freedom. Until one day, we all grew up. Don't get me wrong, I had tons of fun. Even this past week, I've been playing nonstop. People just grow out of this game, you know? And I just so happened to follow suit. Can I hug you? Sorry. I don't regret coming back. The memories are nice. So many good times. Unfortunately, not all the memories are good, though. Even after everyone was gone, I'd continue playing, hoping for someone to come back. After playing for a while, a long while, I realized how lonely it was playing solo. I mean, yeah, there's villagers, mobs, animals, but in the end, just imagine being the only living, thinking soul in an infinite world. It gets lonely. At some point, I questioned if I should even keep playing. The fighting and the exploring just doesn't bring me the excitement I once felt. I questioned if this was even worth it anymore. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm glad that Minecraft had a sudden resurgence in popularity. I'm not sure if you'd call this a phase, but I like things when I like things. Plus, it's still super fun. Did you know you can fly now? Yeah, I may be a nerd, but I'm right. You can make your little jokes about this game, but it has its moments. Thanks for listening. I'm glad I can rant and nerd out without putting you off. I love you. Oh, dude, come here. I want to show you what I made so far. Give me a moment. Going to make you feel right at home. Sit right here. Look. So, what do you think? Back when I was a little gremlin, I loved building houses. As you can see, this is our dream house. So, let me give you a little tour. When we start living together, I don't want anything too big or fancy. Small and simple is best. That over there is a rest area when I want to get out of the house. Just a little place for me to relax and let my feet touch the earth. It comes with a small pond and some shade provided by a tree. It's cute, right? And let me show you the inside, starting from the front of the house. Look, if you follow this stone path, it'll guide you right to the door. Then to the left, right in front of our house, we have a simple yard. Nothing much, but we'll figure it out when we come to that point. I didn't think everything through, but I was serious. This is what I think about when I think about a future house. Now, let me just introduce you to our living room. There. The sleek white interior, along with a couch I made from slabs and wool. I'm just imagining the countless naps we'll have together on the couch. We can laze around all day, binge shows, create pillow forts. Sorry. I'm just spouting ideas. I know it's a bit childish, but you have to admit, it does sound really nice. Oh, there. As you can see, we have two glass sliding doors. Oh, you don't understand how many tutorials I had to go through to get this working. I was never really the type to play around with redstone, but it turned out really great. Okay, so the glass door just leads to the backyard. It's where we're gonna have a whole bunch of dogs. And as you can see, I named a couple. And then this glass door right here is just a quick, easy shortcut for me to head up to my rest spot. What else? Yes, the kitchen. Well, this one is nothing much. But, I doubt we're gonna do a lot of cooking since we're both lazy. I do think it would be a cute idea if we were able to cook together, though. I'm sure you already know, but the good thing about Minecraft is that we can edit things and build more whenever we want to. But let's go upstairs. I made it so that this house comes with two small rooms, and we also have our bedroom up here. This is where all of our magic happens. And I think it'd be cool if we had a section of the roof be glass, just so we can stare off into the starry sky at night. What do you think? Pretty neat, right? All this needs is a couple details, maybe a little bit more input from you here and there, and this could be a basis of an actual home. Sorry again for not responding to your texts and calls. But I've been. Thank you for showing interest in my Minecraft house tour. I. Sorry, I was staring. I'm starting to think that. Oh, how do I explain this to you without being too mushy? So, I'll try my best, but if you think about it, life and Minecraft aren't so different. It gets lonely playing alone. I'm just one out of the 7 billion amazing people here on Earth. But this time, those endless hours won't feel so lonely with you by my side. Since I'm glad I found my player too. Hey, are you mine? 'Cause I can't wait to craft my entire life with you. I love you,